Radio Africana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Well, a fine afternoon to you, and thanks for keeping your ears locked on to Radio Africana, where it's happening. It's that time on a Saturday where we talk you through current affairs, entertainment, culture and tourism, and of course sports. We call it Africa Weekly. It's the 21st of June 2025. I'm Emmanuel Atim, holding the fort for your regular host, Chris Okunua, who, as they say in the street, he's chasing the bag to ensure something or something profitable in the comes off this broadcast. There's a lot to dissect on the show Africa Weekly today. For now, though, let's take this break. Get musically nourished by this incredible artist, one of my favorites. He's called Wasis Diop, and this time he titles this composition African Dream.
Dream away, dream away, dream away, dream away. Suba sare, porque te pongo es límite, es muy que porque tu vengo el amor.
Once free, my Senegal. Long ago, long ago, long ago, long ago. Wow, wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow.
گلو چی بام خزلم نبو باری دلی چه خمون جدم مکلم 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 مکلم
We all live for today But what about tomorrow
Incredible composition, Oasis Dupe, African Dream. What about tomorrow, he says. Welcome back. You're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africa Canada's fine Saturday. It's pretty humid, hot. Whatever you can describe the deserts, that's how it feels here. But in the studio, well, the same, pretty much expected the producer to just give me a hand fan or something. But he says no, just deliver this sweaty. Let's get into it. We're broadcasting, of course, live from Manchester. Just so you know, the show is Africa Weekly every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. Let's get the show on the road. Literally, we're starting off with a moving report on some sort of invasion going down in Niger Republic as jihadists and 200 motorbikes stormed the army base near the border with Mali, leaving at least 34 soldiers dead. This report was confirmed by the country's defense ministry, who also has come out to describe the attackers as mercenaries. They are said to have raided a certain base in the western town of Banibango. This happened on Thursday. Aside from those who died, they also injured 14 other soldiers. It was pretty much a tense battle. The ministry confirmed as much as they lost personnel, they also killed dozens of the terrorists. The town where this incident happened in Niger, it's pretty much just close between the border between Niger, Mali and Burkina Faso. It's known to be prone to jihadist attacks from Islamist groups that operate across the Sahel region. It's also imperative to mention that Niger's military is under immense pressure for failing to curb militant attacks, actually. One of its justification for deposing the man who was democratically elected, Mohamed Bazoum. This was way back in 2023, 2 years ago. So it's pretty intense there. If the audacity for, well, that's why they're called terrorists. If you have the guts to attack an army base, it just means that, yes, you're tired of existing on this realm. You pretty much want to take a switch to another territory. So that's the report coming out of the incidents that happened out there in Niger. On the show last week, Chris and I chopped on this report a bit. Now it's somewhat escalated. I'm talking about the reports involving the family of Zambia's former president, Edgar Lungu, who have come out to say that he will be buried in South Africa in a private ceremony following a row with the government over the funeral arrangement. Some days back, to be exact, on Thursday, President Hakainde Hichilema had to cut short a period of national mourning, which initially ran from the 8th to the 14th of this month, June, and again it was extended until the 23rd, and they had to insist that flags be flown at half-mast in radio stations, fortunately not Radio Africana, playing solo music. But that's all over now. Hichilema says it's time for the country to resume normal life. All this because the former president's family refused to allow his body be repatriated from South Africa as planned. If all had worked, his funeral was set for tomorrow, Sunday, in Lusaka, which is also the capital of Zambia. Just to be clear, in his will, the late President Lungu stated that the current president, Hichilema, who's a longtime rival of his, should not attend his funeral. This is a story of the dead speaking. The family now says it will announce when Lungu will be buried. They've agreed that this time they will not bring his body back to Zambia. He will be buried in Johannesburg, and they had to state that it would be in dignity and peace. If this happens, if Lungu decides, well, he cannot decide he's dead. If the family decides that, okay, yes, we don't want to go back and forth with all of this, you know, Higihaga, if I can say, we will bury him, which is the decision according to the reports on Africa Weekly today. We will bury him in South Africa. If it happens, it will be the very first time a former head of state of another country is buried in South Africa. The man who passed away, Lungu, led Zambia from 2015 to 2021. He died earlier this month in South Africa, where he was receiving treatment for an undisclosed illness. The president not allowed to be buried in his home country, and well, it would be a first, but as they say, there's always a first away from the quagmire and the battle of Zambia and South Africa. In Tunisia, the criminal chamber specializing in terrorism cases at the Tunis Court of First Instance, they've sentenced in absentia the former Tunisian president Moncef Manzouki to 22 years in prison, and this comes with immediate effect. The court has also handed the same sentence to his former advisor Imad Diami and former Bar Association president Abdelrazak Kilani. The verdict, as I hinted, was delivered in their absence, as the three men are on the run abroad. I'm not sure they're in the United Kingdom. I could have whistleblown. No, I don't do that. But two other defendants, also on the run, received the same sentence on similar charges. It's a ruling announced a few hours back, which stems from terrorism-related charges. Though details of the case and specific accusations have not yet been disclosed publicly, but it is official that they have been charged and sentenced to 22 years in prison in absentia, the former Tunisian president Moncef Manzouki. Well, finally, on the current affairs segment, this is a news that's heavy on sports, but it also has some diplomatic undertone, and that's why I've decided to slot it into the segment. It concerns the Senegalese women's basketball team, who've had their proposed training camp in the United States cancelled. Why? Not because anyone got pregnant, but simply because of visa rejections. The Senegalese basketball team, as the women's basketball team, had planned to train in the US for 10 days to warm up for the 2025 Women's Afro Basket Tournament. It's a competition that's supposed to go down, that will, not supposed to, it will go down in Cote d'Ivoire, if you may, Ivory Coast, next month. Unfortunately for them, the visa applications for five players and seven officials were not approved, and the nation's prime minister, his name is Ousmane Sonko, said, well, I've got an entire team, an entourage that I want to take to the US to go prepare. If you decide to give half of them visas and deny the others, what's the essence? And he said, no, we're not going. He cancelled the entire trip in somewhat an act of solidarity. He confirms that the team would now train in the capital, which is quite a fine place to visit, Dakar. He calls it a sovereign and conducive setting. They are Senegalese. They do not need visas to travel to Dakar. So that's where they will be having their training session ahead of the tournament in Côte d'Ivoire next year. And all of this comes amid reports that the United States plans to impose fresh travel restrictions on 25 more African countries, external, including Senegal. Earlier this month, the United States announced a ban on citizens from 12 countries, including 7 from Africa. There were also partial travel restrictions on nationals from a further 7 countries, with 3 from this beloved continent of ours, Africa. For what it's worth, Senegal has one of the best women's basketball team in Africa. They consistently reached the final 4 of the tournament on the continent, and also ruffle a few feathers when they take on some outside of Africa teams at the world stage. They boast of top players competing in top leagues across the world. Some ply their trade in Egypt, some are in the United States, others sprinkled across the European leagues. And yet, we've got the consulate denying half of the players' visas to go train. And the minister said, well, if you cannot give the entire team, what's the essence? We'll stay back in our country and train and get ready for the tournament. So that's as much as we can take on the current affairs segments on Africa Weekly this fine Saturday. When we return, it'll be an opportunity for us to talk tourism and culture on the broadcast. Here's something new from Makangwanzi. He's teaching in this song. He says, don't blame me.
Thank you. kune balenzi inobhururutswa chivhasiti yasvika pachikirimbani tumwe nzendo taurai matsoka Finger, too much power. Zimwe nzendo taura watsuka. Zimwe lafu tonza imunyerere. Zimwe lafu tonza imunyerere. Magwecha pinda imunyerere. Ukomba pinda imunyerere. Chaku kufika perengende usasi entoripa. Utakasiketa imunyerere. Sokwira mumuti jesu uya Aiso sara wosika miti Yesi akate mwane pasi Zimwe nzendo taura imatsuka I don't blame people for disappointing you I blame yourself for trusting them I don't blame people for disappointing you I blame yourself for trusting them Trust nobody, suspect everybody Don't tell people about your vision Zimwe nzendo taura imatsuka
The message is clear. He says he doesn't blame people for disappointing you. He blames you for trusting them. Watson Wisdom, or how do I say, Watson Marble from Makangwanzi, Itara Mazoka. Don't blame. Welcome back, Africa Weekly on Radio Africana, broadcasting live from Manchester. Manchester's Afrobeat station. Yeah, I've got to say that. Emmanuel Latim holding the fort for Chris Okunua this fine Saturday. Hot. I've got to be specific. In Manchester, it's hot because you could be listening from Lagos and it's raining, or in Dakar and it's a bit colder, in Soweto. That's the joy of having this wherever you go. Anywhere you are across the world, you can listen to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. Let's get into the tourism and culture segments of the show. It's a part of the broadcast that also gives us that opportunity, that's the right word, to highlight a major tribe on the African continent, Africa, the second largest continent. 54 recognized states, as you like to call them, countries. All members of the United Nations, also the African Union too. I shared that to paint that picture of how broad and the cultural representation is on the continent. Around 3,000 tribes, 2,000 languages and dialects. How many languages do you speak? I don't want to flatter myself, but you know, quite a handful. Africa remains a continent with fascination around every corner. And so today on Africa Weekly, we will take a trip from Manchester to Kenya and plant our gaze on the Kikuyu tribe. It's the people who primarily inhabit the fertile central highlands of Kenya, countries like counties, okay, like Kiambu, Murang, and Kirinyaga. It's a region rich in volcanic soils and favorable climates, which continually supports traditional lifestyle for the people. They are the largest ethnic group in Kenya, the Kikuyu tribe, and they have played a significant role in the country's political and economic development since they gained independence. They are highly structured in terms of the culture. They do have deep respect for their elders and ancestors. Of course, you need to respect your ancestors if you don't respect your elders. In terms of key rites of passage, it includes birth, initiation, especially circumcision, also marriage, and you know, when someone passes to the great beyond, all marked by specific ceremonies. In terms of the language, the Kikuyu people, the clan, well, they speak what they call Gikuyu. This time it's spelled with a G and not a K. It's a Bantu language, which is somewhat closely related to other central Kenyan languages like Meru and Embu. It also has its own unique dialects depending on the region you're from. Okay, so, but Kikuyu is widely spoken at home and in cultural settings. Most Kikuyu people are also fluent in Swahili and English, which we're broadcasting with, and they are also Kenyan's official languages used in education and business. In terms of religion, I think my producer is an atheist, maybe not, I'm just teasing. Traditionally, no, he says no, Emmanuel, I think I'm a pagan. Almost the same thing. Traditionally, the Kikuyu people believe in Ngai, a monotheistic god associated with Mount Kenya. It's considered sacred. But today, President Tong has it that Christianity is the dominant religion among the Kikuyus, with the majority being Protestant and Catholics. However, elements of traditional beliefs still influence practices, especially in rural areas and rites of passage. In terms of the food, which is my second favorite part when I talk tourism and culture, the traditional Kikuyu cuisine is plant-based and reflects their farming lifestyle. They do have very common dishes, include irio, which is like mashed peas, potatoes, maize, gateri. It's a mix of boiled maize and beans. Mukimo, a version of iriro with greens. And nyama, nyama choma, which is green meat, often goat or beef. This is where you find me. Meals are typically simple and nutritious, of course, and made using locally available ingredients, tea and fermented milk, which they call morosik, also commonly consumed. Now on to what you could call the favorite part of our profiling of the Kikuyu clan, the women. Historically, the women responsible for cultivating food, they care for children, and they maintain the household. Oh, that's sweet. Of course they do. The men own land, women worked and managed it. Today, Kikuyu women are among the most empowered in Kenya, excelling in education, business, and politics. Aside from the women, though, they also do have music, and their music is quite diverse, deep roots in oral storytelling, proverbs, community life. It's like just sitting and listening to classical compositions, and this you find in weddings, farming, loads and loads. A popular one is a one-man guitar genre blending humor, moral lessons, and social commentary. But aside from all of this, they do have famous people. It's a setting, you know, with quite the history. The Kikuyu people of Kenya, several influential Kenyans hail from that community. You talk Africa, you make reference to Jomo Kenyatta. That's Kenya's first president who led the country to independence, and he continually will remain until the end of days a national figure. I think they've got the airport in Kenya, got the Jomo Kenyatta Airport, is it? Yeah. His son Uhuru Kenyatta also served as president from 2013 to 2022. Wangari Maathai, also a famous name, Kikuyu environmentalist and founder of the Green Belt Movement. He won the Nobel Prize in 2004. So, in summary, if you want to engage with communities like the Kikuyu clan, I call them clan, no, their community, if you want to see how they live their life, aside from experiencing firsthand your way of life, the country itself, Kenya, is a premier tourism destination. All credits and thanks to its breathtaking natural landscapes, diverse wildlife, and world-renowned safari experiences. If you haven't been to Kenya, you haven't lived, they say. I'm talking to you, Emmanuel, yes, because I haven't touched down Kenya. Soon I will. It's home to iconic national parks like the Masai Mara, Amboseli, and Tsavo. This gives an opportunity for visitors to witness what they call the Big Five. In Nigerian musical sphere, we've got the Big Three. There's Davido, Wizkid, and Burna in no particular order. In Kenya, they've got the Big Five. The lion, the elephant, the buffalo, the leopard, and the rhino. All in their natural habitat. Fortunately for us, musically, we cannot cage. Well, Burna looks like one that could be caged. I'm teasing Burna, okay? Don't have money to bail myself if you put me in jail. And he does that often. But there you go. If you want to visit Kenya, go have fun, talk, renowned safaris, and importantly, just go and see how the guys, the community where you've got the Kikuyu people are, and you have a fantastic time. That's it on the current cultural segments, more like. So Kenya is our tourist destination, the Kikuyu community. That's all. We pause for a bit. Here's something though from Namadingo. He features Gidis Chalamanda. They call it Linehu. When we return, it'll be time for us to talk entertainment on Africa Weekly.
Linehu. 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 Linehu.
Linehu. Uyu rinero mwana mene mwana wanzeru kukacha mama wa amatengata je kuseza bakomo bakomo pama iwaje
kukacha mama
early morning
amatengata je
kuseza bakomo bakomo pama iwaje
magoro wali
magoro aline
amu ya mikira
Kujiri nerero mwana mene mwana wanzeru
Magoro ali
Magoro ali
Amu ya mikira
Kujiri nerero mwana mene mwana wanzeru
Line
Line
oh
Line oh Line oh Uyuri nerero mwana mene mwana wanzeru
Tinde
oh
Tinde tinde
Back, you're still listening to Africa Weekly on Radio Africana. Quite the classic composition there from Namadingo, featuring Gides Chalamanda. They call it Linehu. You could just listen to that song, and time passes, you do not even flinch. It's the UK number one Afro station, broadcasting live from Manchester. The radio station that agrees, that everyone agrees with, they say. Okay, no doubt. Let's talk entertainment. When I saw the story, I did quite a lot of is this what you can call this, an eye opener. You could also term it as a revelation, whatever term you deem appropriate. It's a remark made by someone in the art industry that they respect in Nigeria. I won't just say Nigeria, I think on the African continent. His name is Ayo Animashan. Literal translation means someone who isn't selfish, is it? Yeah, well, that's his name, Ayo Animashan. He's the founder of Hip TV and the Headies Award. See, he's come out to say that the Nigerian music industry is not as lucrative as it's perceived by many. He disclosed that most Nigerian artists and record labels are struggling financially, also adding only a handful of Nigerian acts actually thriving. He said, and I quote verbatim, that a lot of artists are not making money. You say artists are making money, but you can't count 10 that are really making money in Nigeria right now. You can't, he said. Well, the big names, and a few other, you know, record label owners potentially. Other than that, every other person who calls himself a musician in Nigeria is struggling. Says they really do struggle. I know a lot of them, he said. All this he laid bare during an interview with Teju Babyface, comedian, actor, traveler. Just gonna use the term now, but it's also applicable to quite a lot of us. But it was a no holds barred conversation, and he just explained that the local streaming market offers minimal returns compared to the international market. So all the artists you think are balling, that's the word they use on the streets, they're actually not balling. They actually don't have, well, they do have balls, but they're not just quite rich in that term. So if you see them, stop tasking them. That's the message, okay? Just hail them, get an autograph. Don't ask for money for the fancy tuning. But hey, he's making quite some you know, profound statements there. Ayo Animashan, founder of Hip TV and the Headies Award. But one person whom I'm sure is making money, Steel Savage, yeah? Yeah. In an interview with Joey Akon, she disclosed that she wouldn't advise her son, Jamal, to follow in her footsteps and do music. This is, you know, interesting, because I know Tiwa has got money. But then again, I think just telling off what Ayo mentioned, she said she's expressed concerns about the mental and financial strain artists often face. The pressure of staying relevant and ability to sustain a successful career even after landing hit after hit after hit. So for her, if she sees Jamal with a microphone, it'd rather not be him trying to sing, and she would go really, really gangster on him. But no, she didn't. I just included that part. But she said she wouldn't want the boy to follow her footsteps, which, you know, is quite surprising. If you're a footballer who's successful, you want your son or daughter to play the game. If you're a basketballer, you want to be like LeBron, who's got a kid who's also a child who's playing. You do music, you want to have, you know, your children just tailor what you do. But Tiwa is saying no, I'd rather have Jamal do something else. It could be an author, it could be a writer, it could play football, but not music, because it's quite a struggle mentally for some of these artists when the good isn't going anymore. They break down mentally and it hits them. So she doesn't want that for her son. Anyways, we'll see how that goes. When Jamal grows up to become a man, he might decide to venture into music. Speaking of Tiwa Savage, he'll take us into our yet another break on Africa Weekly when we return. After that, well, it's going to be back-to-back there. After that, Tiwa will get something from Buju. He calls himself BNXN now. Did something with Black Damo. But here's Tiwa with her own composition. When we return, we'll give you all there is in sports on Africa Weekly, right here on Radio Africana.
Talking like you're ready, can you handle that? Maybe we can settle that. I know you're fiending for my bigger back, ooh. All in your face, all in your face. I'm down to do what you really want to. Champagne with a little fun, yeah. Show me what you really want. Nobody do me as good as you. See my record, just like magic. Drive me loco, automatic. So electric, roboto. Oh, you give. can hack it. So spiritual, fresh out the package. Oh, I rap like bandage on you. It's only you for me. You for me. You for me. Never ever Caesar, call you my Caesar. I'm still a diva, but I'm a keeper. It's your ability for stabilities. How you keep me held in captivity. Hold me like it. Get on for me. See my recoil just like magic. Drive me loco, automatic. So electric, roboto. Oh, you give me such an essence, I can hack it. So spiritual, fresh out the package. Oh, I rap like bandage on you. It's only you for me. You for me. You for me.
Radio Africana.
If you give me your love, I go shout. Asante sana, shuma kemi kemi, shuma femi peki aje, shuma fumi la yoko si. If I touch your body, shuma kemi kemi, shuma femi peki aje, shuma fumi jake picha pomi.
I think you could have that on repeat every single day. Something about BNX's voice. Shout out, by the way, to Olamide and his the album Listening Party was. Yeah, just he's an OG too. Shout out to Olamide and everyone who turned out to support him was amazing, including the Nigerian superstar Victor Osimhen, who's present there and not leaving out Victor Boniface. Speaking of football, now it takes us to sports. On Africa Weekly, welcome back, Radio Africana, this fine Saturday. It's the UK's number one Afro station. I've got to continually emphasize in that. If you've got something, you've got to brag about it, yeah? Let's talk sports now. We know the major leagues, talking football leagues, are on sabbatical. But, you know, the game never stops, just like a 24-hour broadcast radio station. No surprise, all attention. For lovers of the sports, we often call the beautiful game, has now been diverted to the 2025 FIFA Club World Cup, which is going down in the United States of America. Well, so far, it's been an exciting tournament. Some would say surprising so far, also because of some outrageous results. Cole Palmer couldn't feel the heat. Well, he felt the heat, I think that's it, yeah. So, just give you a breakdown on events and what is to come in Group A. We're having this conversation on Africa Weekly because we do have African teams also competing at the Club World Cup. To mention, Mamelodi Sundowns would play later today also. My producer, Saint Emmanuel, will talk about them. Yeah, I'll get to that in just a bit. But in Group A, where you've got teams like Al Ahly, we'll call them the Club of the Century, the most successful football team on the African continent. Match day one, they play a goalless draw against Inter Miami. And somehow they lost the second game against Palmeiras. As it stands in Group A, Inter Miami and Palmeiras currently top the group. For Inter Miami, they just need a draw or a win against Palmeiras in the final game, which goes down 2 days from now, the 23rd. It will guarantee them qualification. For Al Ahly, they'll be coming back home as it stands. In Group B, where you've got teams like Botafogo, Seattle Sounders, PSG and Atletico Madrid. Well, Botafogo lead 6 points. PSG and Atletico sit on third. So you do know it's a contest between Seattle and PSG in the final match, which also will take place 2 days from now. But would always remember that 4-0 thumping the Champions League winners handed to Atletico Madrid. It was very shameful. Group C, this is the group of you don't know what's going on. Well, if you're not Bayern Munich, the German side, champions of the Bundesliga. They've secured qualification and await final match. That's against Benfica on the 24th, which is about 3 days from now. Benfica and Boca will compete for second. One game there ended 10-0. It was when Bayern opened the account against Auckland City. That fixture saw a player score a hat-trick in the first half, incroyable as they say. But Group D, this is where the whole drama. Chelsea started the season, well, this tournament's really good, against ALFC. They won 2-0. Flamengo defeated our beloved Esperance Tive, the African side, the Tunisian team, 2-0. And then came second round of matches between LAFC and Esperance. Esperance did well to win that game, so yeah, this is me giving them a live applause. Flamengo and Chelsea took to the pitch, and Chelsea with an African, Senegalese Nicholas Jackson, came on and turned the floor. He did the moonwalk and he was walked away politely with a red card. A horrendous performance from the Senegalese, and just give John Mikelobi the opportunity to masticate, chew him out in the live studio. So as he stands, Flamengo 6 points, they've qualified as group winners. Chelsea, who sits second, have 3 points. The final matches will decide if they do hold that spot. So it could be an event where Chelsea somehow fail to advance, because, you know, Esperance 3 points, even if a battle between Chelsea and Esperance would be intense. And Emmanuel will be rooting for Esperance Tive. They are a Tunisian side, by extension an African team. So I've got no affinity for Chelsea. Yeah, if it was Manchester United, maybe I'll tell you, you know, glory, glory. But there's nothing glorious about this Chelsea side at the moment. Upcoming fixtures, there'll be matches today. It's starting a bit. Mamelodi Sundowns, the South African side, will take on Borussia Dortmund. Fluminense will play against Osun Hyundai. Borussia Dortmund will take on also some other games, final group matches. Inter Milan will take on Urawa, that's also today. River Plate against Monterrey, also today. The final matches we played on 25th. Juventus also still have a game. They play Wydad Casablanca. That's a big one. Real Madrid will take on Pachuca. And not leaving out Manchester City against the Lions. It's just the World Cup of football teams without a Nigerian team. So it's a bit heartbreaking, but we'll take it. The league is in a teething phase at the moment. The Nigerian Premier Football League. Hopefully in about a year or two, if this tournament still exists, we will have a Nigerian team competing out there. Just for statistical reasons, Jamal Musiala of Bayern Munich and Angel Di Maria of Benfica are the current top scorers with 3 goals. Like I hinted earlier, Musiala scored the hat-trick 29 minutes when Bayern beat the opposition 10-0 Auckland City. But fans haven't stopped talking about Lionel Messi, but African fans, Nigerian fans, Brazilians, Jamaicans, Mancunians, everyone talking about Messi and that performance against Inter Miami. It was a 2-1 win. He scored a spectacular free kick and walked away with the MVP. And that goal took his tally for the club side to about 50 at the moment. Enough of the Club World Cup. I've got less than 120 seconds just before I take my Gwongoro out of the studio. Let's head back home, Nigeria, where the head coach of the women's national football team, referred to as the Super Falcons, Justin Madugu. He's made official the squad that will compete for a 10th continental title at the Africa Women's Championship. That's going down in Morocco. If you've got a chance to book a flight to do so, go support the Nigerian team in Morocco. The tournament takes place from the 5th to the 26th. Nigeria, the most successful team, of course, in that tournament. It's a healthy squad, I've got to say, but not without controversies. It's a side that's got the present captain, Rashidat Ajibade, goalkeeper Chiamaka Nnadozie, and the experienced legs in forward, Francesca Odega, Azizat Ashola. And this report coming through that they would leave Abuja as the capital tomorrow for Portugal, where they are set to engage in one friendly match before the tournament begins. They will be up against the Portuguese side in Lisbon, and then they travel to Morocco where they play against the Black Queens of Ghana. The game against the Ghanaians will be on the 29th of June, and then it will be the tournament proper. The coach also picked Saudi Arabian based defender Ashley Plumpey, Michelle Alozie, who's loved by Nigerian fans, veteran defender Osinachi Ohale, and midfielders Deborah Abiodun, not leaving out Jennifer Echiegini and Christy Uchebe. But sadly, omitted Gift Monday, whose goal record at present club is beyond impressive. Not sure why she was omitted from the squad. Anyway, we wish the team all the best when the tournament begins. They are in Group B against Tunisia, Botswana and Algeria. Their fixtures will go down in Casablanca, the capital. Well, not the capital, it's like the commercial city. Rabat is the capital. Larbi Zouli Stadium in Casablanca. 30 seconds more. Let's just tell you that Nigerian forward winger, you want to call him that, Moses Simon, he's left Nantes. He would be playing for Paris FC. That's the report. They've reached an agreement with him, about €7 million. During his time at Nantes, he helped the club to just somehow not get relegated. He's a brilliant player, also helped them reach back-to-back Coupe de France. That's the size of the package this healthy Saturday, hot as it is, but I'm hopeful that I've done decent job enough to ensure that you had a great time listening to Africa Weekly. Chris on the streets, if you see him, press something for him pocket as you see on the street. Hopefully he'll be back on the radio next week, Saturday. On behalf of Chris Okunua, Mimana Lad team, also saying thank you to my able producer Jore, who's been so amazing. Wishing you guys a fantastic weekend. Cheers, bye for now.
Yeah, me a latte,
You too far.
Get me big,
beat, Oliver.
You too far. Get me big, somebody pour me water. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Hustler. Won't stop, can't stop till we make it. Yeah, I say I dirty. I'm also so I got dirty. One tonight say I got dirty. Ginger too much, we killing it. Yes, we killing it. Kill a Mickey, oh, oh.
Est-ce qu'ils connaissent ceux qui parlent de ma vie? Tant pis, je les laisse ceux qui parlent de ma vie. Si mon talent les blesse, ceux qui parlent de ma vie. Chargeur à vide, braquer cette vie, j'ai le chargeur à vide. Qui peut m'affronter, me tromper, me pomper? J'ai monté les comptes et j'ai gardé la diff, disons. Ils vont jamais me revoir, je m'évade de ma prison. Je plane comme un aigle royal qui me prend pour un pigeon. Jeunes et rois, cœur de roi, c'est la gloire que nous visons. C'est la gloire que nous visons.
Somebody pour me water. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Hustler. I'm on fire. Then I'm on fire. See me dirty. I'm also I go dirty. One tonight say I go dirty. Won't stop, can't stop till we make it. Yeah, I say I dirty. I'm also I go dirty. One tonight say I go dirty. Ginger too much, we killing it. Yes, we killing it. Kill a Mickey, oh, oh. Kill a Mickey, yo.
Mama nanga, eh, mama nanga, tika baluba, mama nanga, eh, mama nanga, tika batonga, mama nanga, eh, mama nanga. Maintenant disons, qu'ils vont jamais me revoir, je m'évade de ma prison. Je plane comme un aigle royal qui me prend pour un pigeon. Jeunes et rois, cœur de roi, c'est la gloire que nous visons. C'est la gloire que nous visons.
Somebody pour me water. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Hustler. I'm on fire. Then I'm on fire. See me dirty. I'm also I go dirty. One tonight say I go dirty. Won't stop, can't stop till we make it. Yeah, I say I dirty. I'm also I go dirty. One tonight say I go dirty. Ginger too much, we killing it. Yes, we killing it. Kill a Mickey, oh, oh. Kill a Mickey, oh.